Welcome to the Keeping the Dream Alive podcast brought to you by Torch Technologies. In this podcast, you will learn about all things Torch, from its history to its culture, employee ownership, commitment to the warfighter, our community involvement, and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and stay connected with Torch by following us on all your social media platforms. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope you enjoy the Keeping the Dream Alive podcast. Welcome back to the Keeping the Dream Alive podcast. Today, I sit down to talk with Bill Rourke about the upcoming transition at Starfish Holdings. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, it's good to be here. We have some important things and some important things to share. The community as a large probably thinks I'm already retired. And many people has asked me how I'm enjoying retirement. And this is not actually a retirement announcement. It's actually a transition announcement. Over the past few years, John Watson's been the CEO of Torch, a job that he's held for 7 or 8 years now. When we stood up Starfish shortly after there, John took over as the CEO of Torch and I was the CEO of Starfish. And we created Freedom Real Estate at that time. We basically created an organization where Starfish is the holding company and Torch and Freedom are sister companies. And so we went through a major transition then, and that's been very, very successful. And we've continued to grow, and we actually added a third company out there, Symvana, that John is in charge of. But the transition upcoming is a transition for me, and it's one that I'm actually quite excited about. It's been a while in coming because, you know, when we did the ESOP deal in 2011, I had committed to the company to stay 5 years. Well, that was 2016. It's now 2024. So we've been staying a year or two at a time now for 7 or 8 years. But I just had a 65th birthday a few days ago, and my wife and I have had major health issues over the last few years, and I think it's time for me to transition to a new phase of life. And while I'm not retiring, I am giving up a significant amount of responsibility, which will allow us a lot more free time to travel and enjoy life. And as you might imagine, I've worked hard over the years, and I have more than a few hours of vacation, so I intend to use a lot of them over the next year or two. We plan to do some traveling across the U.S. and across the world. But this is an exciting time for us, as I'll be stepping down as the CEO of Starfish, and John has earned the right to step into that position. He's done an outstanding job at Torch over the last few years. And Torch has just grown immensely under his leadership and has continued to propel the vision that I had in the very beginning of being a good company for the community, being a good company for the employees, and doing the right thing as we go forward and do business and do business well with others. And those are the key points that we'd like to continue to keep doing. Over the past few years, we've certified as an evergreen company. And in this past year, we certified as a benefit company, benefit corporation. And we actually also put in an internal stock exchange. And
wow.
Though I had a series of things I wanted to accomplish before I retired, I think I've now checked every box. There's only one more to check, and I will probably remain as chairman of the board until the company is a $1 billion company, and that should be in the next 2 to 3 years, hopefully.
Wow.
And at that point, then we'll go back to the 1 year at a time. Are we still having fun, and how long do we stay around? The truth is, I am still having fun. I intend to stay on for a while as the president of Freedom. But over the next year or so, we'd probably do a transition there as well. And then I could continue to scale back my time and spend a little bit more time traveling. So this upcoming year, I hope to have a vacation at least once a month. Maybe we don't make it once a month, but a couple of those may be 2 weeks long. So on the average, we may be out once a month. I think it's something that we're looking really forward to and really excited about. But I'm not ready to use the R word, retirement. Because I still got some things I want to do and some contributions I can make here. Really interested in this next phase because I can go back and focus on some of the things that are real important to me, the community aspect and our employees, make sure we make this transition such that it's good for the employees and going forward into the future. And we have our commitment to be doing business as Torch and as Freedom and as Starfish 100 years from now, and to set up the pieces into place to make sure that happens before I totally depart is very important to me and I think to the leadership of this company. So those will be very important things that I work on over the next year. And there's a few little check boxes that are not as big as the ones I mentioned earlier that we'll work on this year, but it'll be an exciting year.
Like you said, this transition kind of allows you to add that more time with family, travel a little bit more, do things more in the community. That work element that being the chairman now for Starfish, what does that typically, what would that look like compared to what you were doing at the CEO level? And kind of what would people that are listening to this that are Torch employees, Starfish employees, Freedom employees expect to see?
So over the last couple or 3 years, we've been training the leadership in Torch. Well, Torch has been in place for a while, and Freedom and Symbata, in terms of preparing for board meetings and doing the things that they need to do to report out to the board successfully. And so I'll go into more of a board review function then, rather than preparing that information for the board. Other people will be preparing it, and I'll be part of the review committee that looks over it. There may still be things where I'm involved in the preparation, but as a routine, we expect that to pass on to the next level of leadership as this transition completes.
Yeah. And a big part too of, I mean, a recent announcement that's happened, I guess, prior to this recording is the book launch as well. And that kind of gives you time to kind of allow that book to kind of do the best it can possibly do and kind of be out in the community and being seen by other local individuals and leaders here in Huntsville.
I guess I didn't really sit down and plan to have the book released right as we were going through this transition. It just sort of worked out that way. But it is very fortuitous that we will be able to maybe do some book signings. And in fact, I'll be doing one at the NCEO conference in late April this year. Will actually be a book signing before the book's even available publicly.
Wow.
Because one of the sponsors of the conference reached out and wanted to sponsor the book release at the conference there. So that we'll be releasing 250 copies at the conference there that are being put together prior to the book's release.
Wow.
This coming May 13th. So it's an exciting time. I'm pretty excited about the book. It's a collection of small stories, not a how-to book, although if you read between the lines, a lot of our recipes are in there, but may have to pay a little bit of attention as you go through, but a lot of the stuff is in there. And who knows, maybe there's a future book, maybe the secret sauce, and we talked about the methods we use to
Go big or go home, right?
Yeah, go big or go home. Maybe that's the title. I'm certainly famous for saying go big or go home. It'll be exciting over the next few months to roll that out. Hopefully, we're trying to roll it out May 13th. Hopefully, everybody will go purchase their book on May 13th. We'll have a shot at some bestseller listers.
For sure.
If we all buy at the same time, I've got a good shot at that. If we all spread it out, maybe not. We'll see how it goes. So.
Yeah. With this role now as being chairman, your time is going to be also able to be spending more at Freedom. And Freedom is growing substantially over the last year. And you have two big buildings that are going to be breaking ground or have already broke ground this year.
We have two massive buildings. We have a 100,000 square foot warehouse up at Pulaski Pike across from Toyota Manufacturing. It's a beautiful building. We'll be finishing up here in the next month or couple months. And then I took a tour, walked through the tour in the mud yesterday at Hayes Farm. And Freedom's offices will be in that building unless somebody comes in and leases the entire building. We plan to move Freedom there. We're out of space here. And it's a beautiful building, and I realized as we walked around the building, it has 360-degree view of the mountains. It's just spectacular.
Wow.
We couldn't have chosen a better setting for a building because it's going to be the tallest building in the area, and it overlooks around, and you see Montesano Mountain, and there's mountains 360 degrees around us. And just the city park that the city is putting in there is going to be spectacular. And to be able to walk down and literally walk out the back door into a city park is going to be just an incredible place to have an office building. And we're looking forward to it. We actually have a planned second office building there that once we lease this, we'll start building the second one. And we're really excited about this. It has the opportunity for businesses like Freedom. Real estate certainly has opportunity for medical businesses, dentists or doctor's offices to be in there, financial planners. You know, it's a Class A building, so it will be very attractive for clients to come to the facility. Be plenty of parking, and just as they build out the town center down there, lots of things to do well within walking distance.
For sure.
And of course, it's in a beautiful community there, Hayes Farm community, and right across from Grissom High School. I don't know how you get much better than that. Short walk to Home Depot. Who wouldn't want to be
there? You
Home
go.
Depot quickly.
So. There you go. It's amazing to see just the growth that Freedom has had. I mean, I think it's celebrating its 10th anniversary upcoming in September. And to have all this happening, you know, I think though the timing with the book and everything, there's a lot of things happening in the last few months. I think the future for both Freedom, both Starfish, both Torch, Symbata, everything you kind of have your hand in, I think is going to be incredible for the employee owners that are listening to this that are kind of a part of everything that we are talking about.
So, yeah, we're just starting to plan the 10th anniversary celebration. For those of you who remember the 10th anniversary celebration at Torch, it was a huge event for the employees. We had a lot of excitement and huge event for the community. We gave away $10,000 grants to local charities in the community. I don't know what we'll do here, but I'm sure it's going to be something of a grand scale, much like the Torch one was. 10 years is quite an accomplishment, and Freedom's come a long way in 10 years, and it is a bona fide full-service real estate company at this point. We're very proud of where it is at this point.
Yeah, well, thank you for talking a little bit about this transition happening at Starfish, the growth that's happening at Freedom, at Torch, at Symbana, and all the other companies. And I look forward to your time to go travel the world, go travel the states. Have this book launch May 13th. So if you're listening to this and it's May, you should definitely go get the book. If you listen to this in April, it's almost time for the book release, but you'll definitely go get that. But thank you so much for joining me, and I'm excited to kind of see what the future holds.
Yep, I'm excited. It's certainly a very exciting time of my life at this point, something I've worked very hard to get here, and I've got a little bit left in the tank, so we're going to have fun with what's left.
Well, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Keeping the Dream Alive podcast. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen and stay connected with us on social media for news and updates surrounding the company. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope you enjoyed it.